It seems like defiance of Governor Greg Abbott is growing across the state of Texas. Let's start there.
Yeah, I think we're seeing a lot of pushback, and especially in the big cities in Texas, but it's also happening in some small towns too. The governor issued an order at the end of July that basically said that no local government, including schools, could require masks to be used as a way of preventing the spread of COVID-19. You saw initially cities such as Dallas and Houston and San Antonio pushing back. And then this week, El Paso kind of came in and began to push back against the governor, too. On Monday, the public health authority in El Paso, Dr. Hector Carranza, who has some unique powers under the Constitution and statutes when it comes to public health, informed the city council that he was going to issue a mask mandate a face covering mandate for anybody who's indoors in areas around people that aren't in their family. The city council then voted 5-3 to file a lawsuit against the governor as a way of trying to protect that order and get a court to rule that the governor has exceeded his authority by issuing his ban on mandates. And so the next day, on Tuesday, we had the school boards at our two largest school districts weigh in, and both the El Paso and Socorro Independent School Districts implemented mask mandates this week, or really complied with Dr. Ocaranza's local order. The El Paso School District, which is our largest district with somewhere around 40,000 students, also took the additional step of saying that they would join in legal fights against the governor's order. So that's where we are sort of as we speak. El Paso is under this indoor face covering edict. The governor and the attorney general of Texas are challenging these sorts of mandates all across Texas. So we'll see a lot of court battles playing out over the next few days. There's going to be a lot of confusing information for the public. And I think that's an unfortunate thing to have in any public health circumstance. What am I supposed to do? And the conflicting guidance from the state and local communities is adding to confusion, which enhances the public health risk, I think.
How can the governor continue to justify that when we're seeing what's happening in hospitals across the state, and including such an increase in the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19?
What the governor will say is that the time for mandates has passed. So whether you're talking about masks or vaccines, that he's not going to mandate such things, and he believes this is a question of what he calls personal responsibility. There are a lot of people in the public health sphere who say that when you're dealing with communicable disease, you have to go beyond personal responsibility and trusting individuals to make decisions that will protect their neighbors, and that government has to get involved. And so there's this basic philosophical dispute over the role of government.
The governor was diagnosed this week with coronavirus. How's he doing?
Not a lot of information coming out. He is being treated with monoclonal antibodies, which is a fairly new treatment that's not widespread. His people said he wasn't symptomatic. Those antibodies generally are used with people who are symptomatic, so that's kind of curious. But the last we've heard, he's not showing symptoms. And it's important to note that the governor says he was vaccinated as well. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing cases of people with vaccines testing positive. But the best medical evidence remains that if you get vaccinated, it provides a tremendous amount of protection against serious illness in particular. And so we see very few people who've been vaccinated getting so sick that they wind up in the hospital or in intensive care units. So I think it's really important to constantly reinforce that message that the vaccine is the best thing anybody can do right now to protect themselves against serious illness.
All right. And with a little bit of time we have left, an agreement will allow a controversial gas-powered electric plant to move forward in Northeast El Paso. What can you tell us?
This is the Newman 6 plant, which is right next to Chaparral, New Mexico. El Paso Electric has been wanting to build this plant. Environmental groups and some neighbors had objected to it on air quality grounds and also climate change grounds, but those groups reached an agreement with the electric company this week that will allow the plant construction to go forward. In exchange, the electric company is promising not to build any other fossil fuel-driven plants for at least the next 4 years.
All right, Bob, thank you for the updates. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.